Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for being with us again today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. We've been looking at the fact that we have been redeemed, completely set free, bought back, the ransom paid in full by Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Therefore, you have a legal right to walk in freedom from all that the curse has to offer. And you don't want any of that curse. Because you've been redeemed and you've been taken out from under the law, put under grace, you have a legal right to stand against the attack of the devil, bringing anything from the curse into your life legally. It's illegal for him to put it on you. And if you know your rights, legally you can stand against him. You are redeemed. Let's pick it up and continue.
You are redeemed. Say, I am redeemed. Tell yourself, say, me, I'm redeemed. And I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Can you say amen? Wow. Okay, so if that's true, well then, I don't have to worry about being in the curse. I have to just watch my words, what I say. Because what I say can get me back in the curse. Because the curse is still there. We see the world still got a curse. So when I say I'm sick, well, I'm putting myself back in the curse. When I say I can't do it, instead of I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, when you say I can't do it, you're putting yourself under the curse and you're taking yourself from the grace of God. So our words are vitally imperative that we understand them. Now I want to show you one thing and then I'm going to close. In Luke 5:18. Now you've got to remember Luke was a physician. He was a doctor. So Dr. Luke 5:18. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up to the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling in the midst before Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, to the sick man, man, your sins are forgiven you. Listen, he's coming there and he's sick. He's a paraplegic. He can't walk. And he says, your sins are forgiven. Think about that. I mean, Lord, I come for you for healing, and you're telling me my sins are forgiven? Well, it is worth noting that Jesus mentions sin in connection with sickness. Amen. And that forgiveness of sins can be linked to physical health. He likened sickness right there through sin. Now remember, he hadn't died yet. And the Bible teaches that our first parent Adam sinned, and that all of us have inherited the consequences of sin, which includes sickness and death. Verse 21, and the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven you, or to say rise up and walk. Verse 24, but that you may know, the New Living Translation says, I will prove that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Wow. Well, how did Jesus prove that this man's his sins were forgiven? Reading on, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. I'm going to prove his sins are forgiven. Get up and walk. Sickness, go. Amen. The proof that this man got healed from was the fact that his sins were forgiven. Amen. And when you and I were redeemed by Jesus Christ, our sins were forgiven. Amen. And Jesus is saying to you, stop letting the sin of your past life hold you back from receiving the blessings that I've got in store for you. People are held back by the sin in their life. Jesus proved it right there. Immediately he rose up, totally healed, verse 25, before them, took up what he had been lying on and departed to his house, glorifying God. The proof that this man's sins were forgiven by Jesus was his healing. Amen. How many of you have been forgiven? Amen. How many of you have been forgiven from sin? How many of you have been redeemed? You've been redeemed from the curse because the sin has been taken care of. That must mean that sickness and disease has no legal right on this righteous body. They were reasoning in their heart saying, who can forgive sin but God? They were right. They were actually correct right there. They were right, but they didn't see him as the Messiah. And he says, listen, because I said your sins are forgiven, you're getting upset about that. I'm going to prove that his sins are forgiven. Then he says, take your bed and walk. And the man gets healed. He proved that that man's sins were forgiven right there by the Messiah. Can you say amen? Amen. Sin held that man captive to the curse, which included sickness and disease. And Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. So that means sickness and disease has no legal right on my life. The ransom has been paid in full. He redeemed us from sin. So you don't have to partake of anything in the curse. You've got to start saying when things happen in your life, you've got to say, no, that's part of the curse. I'm not part of the curse. I'm redeemed from the curse. That means I'm not in the curse. If I'm from the curse, I'm someplace else. Well, where's the other place I am? I'm in the grace. I'm in the blessing. I'm not in the curse. I'm in the blessing. I'm under grace now. The sin has been destroyed. Therefore, take up my bed and walk. Some of you that have got countless sicknesses that have been hovering around in your life, I don't know, maybe you're thinking, well, I kind of deserve it. You don't deserve it. Before Christ, you deserved it. After Christ, you don't deserve it. He paid the penalty for your healing by taking care of the sin problem. And sin was attached to the curse, and the curse was attached to sickness. Once you got sin and the curse out of your life, healing has to belong to you. You're in covenant with God. That's why I said this daughter of Abraham, been bowed over for 18 years, shouldn't she be healed even if it's a Sabbath day? He said, take up your bed and walk. She's in covenant. I mean, think about this. James 14, we all know the scripture, yeah? Are any sick among you? They should call, this is from The Voice. They should call the elders of your church and ask them to pray. They will gather around and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15, watch what he says here. Prayers offered in faith will restore them from sickness and bring them to health. The Lord will lift them up from the floor of despair. And if the sickness is due to sin, then God will forgive their sin. So if they, some guy, he's still wrapped up in this back thought of, I've sinned, I've done so many things. God is telling you again, right there, I've forgiven your sins. I've forgiven your sins. Maybe you got divorced 10 times. Maybe you didn't get married and lived with someone. Maybe you had abortions. Maybe you did all the craziest things. Maybe you had an alternative lifestyle. Maybe you hated God. When you received Jesus Christ, that was taken care of, taken away, washed away. Every single disastrous, sinful thing that we did was completely removed. And now God says, I've made you righteous and I've made you fit to be my bride. I've made you fit to be my bride. And I'm the groom, and I'm coming back for you real soon. We cannot allow the enemy to keep us from the blessings of God and doing what God wants us to do. He wants us to be wealthy. He wants us to be healthy, and he wants us to use wisdom and go out there and tell people about Jesus. We need to make the declarations. We need to speak over our families. We need to say what's allowed on my property at home. We need to say, thank you, Lord, that there are warring angels sitting on my roof when I leave the house. Thank you, God, that there are angels. You know, this morning at like 5:30, I'm sitting in my office working, and all of a sudden I hear my dog. He gets a, what do they call it? And asthma. He gets an asthma attack. And I hear the whole deal. I went into that cage, little Judah, The puppy is like 2 years old. I opened the cage. I put my hands on his head. I said, I command that thing to stop in the name of Jesus Christ. No spirit of infirmity will come in this household. In Jesus Christ, my name. I prayed over that dog. It took me about 2 minutes, but it left. Hallelujah. Tried to come back again. I said, ah, gone. I'm not joking. We are the authority. And we should say this area. Yesterday we had the music was playing outside. It was really wonderful. They played. They had a band. And everyone's worshiping and they had flags. It was just glorious. And I was standing here praying, saying, Lord, let these airwaves be saturated with godly music. Let the people in this whole neighborhood, this whole community, let them be touched with the power of God. And I commissioned warring angels around this whole area in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Not just the church, over all of this whole area tradition. I said, I commissioned warring angels to protect and keep these people safe and start turning them towards God Almighty. Let them see the gospel of salvation. Let them get saved. I was praying that we have authority. You have authority. You have authority. And you have authority over your own body. And so when the sickness comes, I'm redeemed from the curse. That sickness came because of sin in the past, way back before Jesus, but it's taken care of now. I am totally, completely free from it. I am redeemed. I will not put up with sickness a day more in my life. I'm coming against high blood pressure. I'm coming against heart problems. I'm coming against sugar problems. I'm coming against pressure, blood pressures, and all kinds of things. I stand against it in the name of Jesus. I come against diabetes. I break it out of my children. I break the ADHD that they set over my kids. I command in the name of Jesus. We have to be the ones doing it, because let me tell you what, the government isn't doing it. Depending which school you're in, they're not doing it. A lot of churches are not doing it. A lot of churches are telling you things like this. God creates the disaster so you can draw nearer to Him. That pushes me further away from Him. I know the scripture that says it's the goodness of God that draws man to repentance. It's His goodness, not His anger. His anger's been appeased with Christ on the cross. And listen, if it was disaster bringing people to God, there'd be a lot more saved people in the world, believe me. Amen. Really. Amen. I'm telling you. But God will take what the enemy means for your destruction. He'll take it when you stand on the scriptures and you say, I'm redeemed. I will not be part of the curse. When you take that, He takes what the enemy means for your destruction and He turns it to your advantage. He turns it to your good. And now what you were battling with becomes your biggest testimony. Your biggest test can be your biggest testimony. And you get up there and you tell people about it. You stand up and say, yeah, the devil came at me with all barrels blaring, but I stood on the word of God. I stood in place, and having done all, I'm not moving from this place. You can punch me, you can hit me, you can do what you like, but I'm smiling and then I'm going to put you in your place. I'm not going down. And you know what? If I fell, I'll get up again, because He says a righteous man will get up again and again and again and again. You will always be victorious in Christ Jesus. So much for me keeping slow and quiet. Give the Lord a shout in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah to the great I Am. You are glorious, Lord. You are marvelous. You are magnificent. You are wonderful. Hallelujah. I'm all stirred up today, because I promise you, make sure that your lamps are full of oil, because Jesus' return, I believe, is imminent more than it's been in the history of mankind.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and